From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, exactly what is the new 65, a new retirement age that could solve Social Security's problems, but first, how to pay for that retirement. Across the country this week, members of Congress are holding town meetings with their constituents. Republicans are trying to build support for President Bush's efforts to overhaul Social Security. Democrats are ringing alarm bells. NPR's John Itzde reports.
This is the first extended congressional break since President Bush outlined his plan for Social Security personal accounts. The president has been crossing the country in recent weeks, trying to drum up support for the idea and warning of Social Security's unsustainable finances. According to public opinion polls, the president hasn't had much luck so far. A new Gallup poll shows 60% of adults polled think it's a bad idea to allow individuals to invest some of their Social Security taxes in stocks and bonds. That's up from 55% who thought it was a bad idea before. From Pennsylvania to Florida to California, Republican members of Congress will be trying to get that number moving in the other direction. They'll be armed with a PowerPoint presentation titled Save and Strengthen Social Security, featuring talking points and charts and graphs describing the system's looming insolvency and touting the idea of personal accounts. Republican lawmakers will also have DVDs featuring a special guest, President Bush. He'll deliver a 4-minute speech that includes a warning to younger Americans that the government has made promises it cannot pay for. And that means, says the president, Social Security is set to go broke when you reach retirement. Social Security's actuaries project that the system's finances are sound until 2042, but after that, we'll only be able to pay about 3/4 of scheduled benefits. At their town hall meetings, Democrats will be arguing that while Social Security faces problems, it does not face a crisis that requires restructuring the system. Many Democratic senators will be directing constituents to their websites to try out what they call a social insecurity calculator. New York Democrat Charles Schumer says it will show how much people will lose under the president's privatization scheme, as he calls the plan for personal accounts. Republicans are already saying the calculator makes false assumptions. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.